Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 25, 1950, readers of the Barbados Advocate were made aware of the various fines meted out to individual entrepreneurs, drivers, and conductors in Barbados. In its summary of court proceedings the day prior, the Advocate reported that Rupert Ellis of Jackson St. Michael was found guilty of selling liquor without license. The court heard that P.C. Tull was on active duty at the garrison when the accused, Ellis, received money from a man in exchange for a bottle of rum. Ellis could not produce a liquor license, and the police seized a box containing 11 bottles of rum, 2 bottles of gin, 4 bottles of stout, and 9 bottles of beer. Hauled before the courts, the 31-year-old Ellis was slapped with a heavy fine of £20 to be paid in installments. Failure to pay the fine carried a penalty of 3 months' imprisonment. Another case of unfair trading was that against shopkeeper Ruby Haynes, who appeared before Police Magistrate C.D. Walwin for committing a breach of the Defence Regulations Act. Her charge was that she sold a half-pound tin of Roundtree cocoa for 39 cents, when the fixed price was 37 cents. Failure to pay the fine will result in a penalty of 1 month's imprisonment with hard labor. During the first half of the 20th century, those who were ordered to perform hard labor were forced to work on various road building projects or the extraction of stone from the quarry at Codrington St. Michael. There were fines for motorists as well. The Advocate also reported that a bus conductor, Joseph Stewart of Hillswick St. Joseph, appeared before Police Magistrate E.A. McLeod of District A, charged with overloading his bus, G283, on Neil's Road. His fine was £2 to be paid in 1 month, or 1 month's imprisonment with hard labor. One cyclist was charged with not having a lighted lamp to the front of his cycle. Another was charged for not paying the appropriate tax on his motor vehicle, whilst a third man faced the courts for driving in a manner dangerous to the public. Indeed, the same issue of the Advocate reporting 3 accidents, one involving a pedestrian and a bus, another with a bus along Farmers Road St. Thomas, and a third with the motor lorry with the registration number M78. These fines for dangerous driving and those for unfair trading were designed to maintain a safe and orderly society.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.